Welcome to Odds and Ends, and we're sitting in this evening with Carmen Buchanan. She is going to do what so many other people have done for the first of the year. She's going on a weight loss program and also a diet and things of that nature. So we'll be talking to Carmen Buchanan in this episode of Odds and Ends. Carmen, it's very nice of you to sit and talk with us on Odds and Ends. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing real well, thank you.
And I'm Mike Lucas, your host on Odds and Ends, and we want to start off this episode by asking Carmen, what made you decide to go on a weight loss and healthier living diet?
Well, a combination of things. My health, for one thing. I was finding myself when I would go upstairs at work, I was getting out of breath and taking just like 3 steps. My joints were hurt so bad. And for weight reasons too, I needed to lose weight. I'm 50 years old, and for some reason I was thinking it'd be okay to be fat and 50, but it's really not.
It's not okay to be fat and 50.
It's not
okay.
To be fat and 50.
Tell us about the time just recently, as we just discussed before airtime, about you going up the stairs and how you felt before and after.
Okay, as I said, when I would go up the stairs to work, I would take 3 steps and would get really out of breath, and my joints would hurt real bad. And I've been going to an exercise program for about 4 weeks, 3 nights a week, and we do a lot of cardiovascular work and stretching, and we've also done the exercise ball. But I was downstairs, and someone just said, take the stairs up. And I did, and I took those stairs, and before I know it, I was at my destination, and tears came to my eyes because I hadn't been able to do that.
And how was your breathing when you got up to the top of the stairs, down to the stairs or whatever? Yeah.
Fine. I was breathing hard because I was really excited when I figured out, wow, girlfriend, you just went up those stairs. So that's what the breathing.
That was amazing. That's fantastic. Tell us, what changes have you made in your diet?
Well, I don't eat any desserts. I pass on desserts. If I do, I have like sherbet. And I very seldom eat fried food anymore. I'm trying to eat a good 3 meals a day. But I have noticed one thing, and I have read there are some people that lose weight better when they go like on a low carbohydrate diet, and I think that I need to go on a low carb diet because my weight is in my belly.
Your weight in your belly.
Never been in
your belly. Okay.
My belly, a little weight.
Okay, that's a good indication.
Weight, I got in some jeans, and
yeah, tell us about that. Yeah.
I got some jeans and I wore them.
You did.
Yes,
I'm not going to ask you what size they were, but the mere fact that you did get in them, and you couldn't get in them before, is that correct?
No.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. About this cardiovascular program that you're in, could you tell us in the audience a little bit about that?
Well, the lady who I guess is over the exercise program, she does everything. We start out with stretching, and sometimes we do exercise to concentrate on specific parts of the body. And one night she was really having us doing a lot of jumping around, and I was sweating like crazy. And I thought, oh man, am I like having a heart attack up in here? But I just kept on, you know. We wasn't constant at a fast pace, and she would slow down, but we would never stop. And so at the end, while we were stretching and having a cool down, she said, you know, we've done cardiovascular for 50 minutes.
And I'm tremendous.
Like, no wonder I'm sweating.
Well, great. Okay. What is the weight that you want to lose? And tell us What time intervals have you set, goals have you set for yourself?
No, I really haven't.
Okay, good.
Because I haven't even got on the scale. I don't know how much I've lost.
But you do know you've lost some weight, right?
I've lost.
Okay, that's wonderful, wonderful.
I think that would be precious to me, so I don't want to set those kind of goals. My prayer and concern is to be healthy. I ain't trying to go out unhealthy. I know we got to leave here, but not from obesity. I'm not going to go out like that.
Yes, you know, that's funny that you mentioned that, because there was a report out recently that said a large percentage of our population is obese, and particularly alarming in this report was that our children are so we've covered the reasons why you want to go on this weight loss. We discovered how you intend to manage your diet, and we discovered what exercises that you're taking to fulfill your dream, and you're already making strides with getting in the jeans that you couldn't get in at a previous time.
I'm going in August to see the Color Purple play in Chicago.
Okay.
I want to look good.
Okay. So, in that regard, Carmen, do you mind if we... again, check in with you, first of August to see how you're doing, and then we'll determine whether or not you can go in that Color Purple, right?
Well, maybe you should check on me before August. Maybe you
okay.
should encourage
me along the way. Yeah, we'll be glad to encourage you, and we'll check in again with you in July just to see how everything's going, and hopefully that you have good luck on
your... You tell me what I should wear.
I will tell you what you should wear. That's another discussion. But anyway, Carmen, we want to say to you, thank you for sitting down with us on the odds and ends today and giving us your reason, your plan for 2007 and beyond.
Yeah.
So it's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode of Odds and Ends. Please join us next time for Odds and Ends. Thank you.
Mike Flukes, WILL Internet Broadcasting.